Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of June 2020. Supreme Court has reiterated that passing any interim orders in writ petitions involving contractual matters, the courts must carefully weigh conflicting public interests. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Delhi Government, Union of India, and the Institute of Human Behavior and Allied Sciences in a plea seeking adequate testing and other facilities for homeless persons who are suffering from various forms of mental illnesses. Delhi High Court has stayed an order passed by the National Company Law Tribunal wherein proceedings were initiated against a micro, small and medium enterprise, MSME, under Section 9 of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016. Andhra Pradesh High Court has suspended its functioning till the 28th of June, 2020, due to outbreak of COVID-19. Telangana High Court has asked the state government and railways to ensure that migrant workers remaining stranded in the state that transported back by the railways in the emergency quarter immediately. Delhi High Court has asked the Aam Aadmi Party government to respond to a public interest litigation that claims sub-registrars in the capital are not registering wills and other documents of senior citizens, persons with comorbidities and pregnant women, citing risk of COVID infection. Delhi High Court has directed the registrar of the National Law University, Delhi to place representations challenging the procedure adopted by the selection committee for making appointment the post of Vice Chancellor, for consideration before the University Chancellor. Delhi High Court had issued notice to Delhi government and Delhi police in a plea challenging the order wherein the police was granted an extension of 60 days to complete investigation in cases pertaining to Delhi riots. Delhi High Court has granted bail to Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, member of Legislative Assembly from Deholi, Prakash Jarwal, in the doctor's suicide case. Bombay High Court last week refused to stay the decision of the Reserve Bank of India to cancel the license of CKP Cooperative Bank and observed that the steps taken by the central bank are in the interest of depositors. Himachal Pradesh High Court has observed that it is not legally impermissible for a court to issue direction to a person to undergo narco analysis, polygraph and brain electrical activation profile, BAP, test, but such a direction shall be subject to consent of said person and the person has a right to elect to consent or refuse to undergo such test. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government to compensate and rehabilitate migrant workers whose huts were burned down by miscreants during the lockdown period after ascertaining their present whereabouts. Gujarat High Court has granted bail to 33 migrant workers, terming them as the victims and not criminals, and stating that they needed to be set free immediately. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed that in the event the Employees Union of the Postgraduate Institute of Medical Education and Research, Chandigarh proceeds on strike hunger strike, they may be immediately arrested and sent in civil imprisonment. Kerala High Court has issued notice to Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, Air India and Indigo Airlines on a plea filed against the notification of DGCA for denying full refund to tickets booked before lockdown for travel during the period for which lockdown was imposed subsequently.